yesterday, and you know, just talking about the experience out here, that was a really good day for our football team. We got a lot better. Redskins are a good team. They do a lot of things well and gave us a lot of challenges and certainly things that we need to look at on film and correct and, you know, understand how to do better. I thought that, you know, both teams worked well with each other. It was great work, but also good cooperation. And, you know, it's kind of what we came down here for. I think that, as I said, you know, Jay's and the coordinator, Sean, Jim, you know, really done a good job with the team. You know, they're fundamentally sound. They compete well. They play well. And, yeah, I thought we had real good cooperation out there. So, nice setup. A lot of fans. Saw a lot of Patriot fans out there yesterday. That was good. Didn't expect to see that. But we're looking forward to a good day here this afternoon. Try to cover some situations and then build on that for tomorrow's practice as well. Just, you know, add the situations and just get into more of a game type of routine like we're going to need to do Thursday night. So, you know, looking forward to another day out here.
Bill.
Go ahead, Chuck.
Over here. Obviously, you've developed a rapport with Tom Brady over the years to the point where it's now described more as a partnership than a traditional coach-player relationship. First of all, would you agree with that characterization? And how long did it take to evolve to that level where that special relationship that's beyond what you might think of as a coaching quarterback?
Well, I don't know. You know, Tom and I came in together the same year. His rookie year was my first year with the Patriots. And, you know, I feel like I've had a good relationship with Tom since he's been with the team. You know, even as a rookie, even though he didn't play and, you know, wasn't active on the field, he had a very active role off the field with the scout team and the preparation. We had a lot of young players. We had 20-some rookies on that team, and he was kind of in charge of those guys doing extra on their own and learning our system and so forth. And so, you know, he's always had a real, say, strong leadership role on the team, even the year that he didn't play in 2000. Certainly as he, you know, became, you know, the starting quarterback in 2001, which was also just coincidentally the year that Coach Raybine died in training camp about this time, as a matter of fact, that Charlie Weiss and I kind of split up the quarterbacking responsibilities that Dick had. So Charlie took the quarterbacks kind of half the time, and I took the quarterbacks sort of the other half the time. And so that, let's say, started, you know, the kind of daily relationship with Tom. And really ever since then, since the 2001 season, you know, I've met with the quarterbacks at least two times every week. And in a lot of cases, you know, five or six times, depending on what the way the staff, you know, broke down that particular season over the last 15 years. So, you know, I feel like, you know, Tom and I do have a good relationship, and I have a lot of respect for Tom. And there's no other quarterback I'd rather have quarterback in our team than Tom Brady. So I guess that's the best way I could sum it up.
Other than winning, along those same lines, how do quarterbacks and coaches get on the same page in this league in your mind? What's the best thing that can happen?
I can't really give you an answer to that question. I don't know how it works on other teams, other coaches and other quarterbacks, and you know, everybody has their own way of doing things and their own setup. Again, for me, it hasn't been the same every year. There have been years where, as I said, I've met with quarterbacks on a daily basis. Like 2001 would have been one of those years. There are other years where I just meet with them a couple times a week. So it's not anything that I think is set in stone, but it's certainly an important relationship to have. And as head coach, you want your quarterback to be able to control the team the way you see it, want it controlled when he's out there on the field. I mean, the last thing you want is to be looking out there and, you know, kind of have that feeling of, you know, what's going on? What are we doing? This isn't what we want. You know, that's not where you want to be. So, and I am fortunate I haven't had that feeling very many times. In fact, rarely have I ever had that. So being on the same page with the quarterback, whatever it is you're trying to do, whether it's strategy, plays, where the ball is going to go on a play. I mean, when we call a play, we get a certain defense, then, you know, we know where the ball should go on that play. And so that's part of it too, you know. And that's, you know, Tom does a great job of that. You know, I think Ryan's been solid, you know, for us all year. You know, he had a good, but he got off to a decent start in the spring. And then he missed the last, I think it was last week, last three or four practices, whatever it was. But, you know, that really hasn't affected him now. He's come back and done everything, been done very well. And, you know, like everybody out there, every player, you know, some plays are better than others, but. You know, Ryan has good poise in the huddle, good presence on the field, handles the team well, you know, absolutely knows, you know, the offense from A to Z and can make the adjustments and whatever changes, communications, checks we need to make. You know, he's shown a good ability to do that, has a lot of physical talent. So, you know, he'll get an opportunity to. You know, he really hasn't had an opportunity to play in a regular season game in 3 years. And so, you know, he'll get a lot of playing time this year in preseason and hopefully continue to improve.
I'm curious, it's been a couple of years, but what's your evaluation of Brandon Merriweather as a player?
Of?
Brandon Merriweather.
You know, I really haven't focused much on Brandon. I mean, I saw him out there yesterday and said hello to him, but I'm really trying to concentrate on our team and the Patriots, and you know, I haven't really evaluated the Redskin players, and it's not really what I'm here for, to tell you the truth.
What do you remember from him? Do you see anything, just flashes of the old guy that you saw, you know, 3-4 years ago?
Well, I mean, Brandon, you know, is a smart player. He can definitely run the defense in terms of making checks and communications, and you know, he's very football smart, has good instincts. He's a tough kid, he's a hard hitting kid. You know, made a lot of tackles in college, made a lot of tackles for us. He's a physical player, so you know, he's productive. I mean, went to the Pro Bowl 2 years for us, so you know, he was a productive player for us.
But you obviously find value in practicing with the Redskins. In terms of the starters, though, working in a controlled environment like this, what value do you see in that? Much time on Thursday.
Right, yeah, I'd say the big thing would be the situations. I mean, we worked against the Redskins on kind of basic situations yesterday, first, second, third down. You know, we did some one-on-ones, inside running drills, you know, things like that. Kind of the, you know, if you will, normal situations, and so that was good. Today we're going to get into, you know, red area and third down and two-minute, and tomorrow we're going to get into some more, you know, situational play. And I think that's where a lot of the value comes on this. It's hard to get your, I mean, let's face it, there's no team in the league that's going to have, you know, their starting offense and starting defense on the field, you know, on the final drive of the game in preseason, like it's going to be in the regular season. So in order to get work like that, this is a good opportunity to get it against somebody else. Not only the situations, but also, you know, just playing against another team in that situation, trying to stop them or trying to score. So, same thing in the red area. We might get a handful of red area plays in a preseason game. I don't know. We might not, but we know we're going to get probably over 25 today. Same thing on third down. I don't know how many third downs, you know, are some of our, you know, guys who are going to have a lot of playing time during the year are going to get in preseason. But I mean, by the end of the week, we'll probably have, you know, 30 third down situations here. So you just can't get the reps in preseason games like you can get out here on the practice field. And especially in situational play, I think that's very valuable for the individual players and also collectively for the team in terms of communication and playing the situation. So I think that's, you know, that's the biggest value. You know, we had some live contact yesterday for some of the you know, guys that have less experience, less playing time, to give them an opportunity to show what they can do. And we'll see that today. We'll see it, obviously, Thursday. And so, you know, that's kind of a different, you know, priority for those players. So Jay and I have adjusted the schedule to accommodate that.
Bill, Rob wasn't out there yesterday. It's the first time at camp. I think he's missed an entire practice. Can you update us on his status and if he's still on schedule physically?
Yeah, I don't have any update. He went out there yesterday. He won't be out there today either.
Bill, in the back here, we talked at the start of camp about the team's conditioning level, and I think it was mentioned, you know, a week or so into camp, you get a better feel for the conditioning level of your team. What is your big takeaway from your team on conditioning level?
I think we're making progress, and I don't think we're where we need to be for the opener yet. But, I mean, again, you can't get in condition to play football without playing football. You can run around the track and, you know, do sit-ups and all that, you know, the cows come home. But you got to get in condition to play football by playing football. And so the daily grind of training camp practices, competitive practice like this, game conditions, that's getting in condition to play football too. So, you know, it's a process. Hopefully, you know, our team will be ready to, you know, to play on opening day from a conditioning standpoint. That's what our goal is. And we'll try to build toward that goal. Well, we have been building toward it from the first day of training camp on July 21st or 24th, whatever day you want to start counting, all the way till opening day.
Coach, here in the front row, in all the conversations you've had with Jay, has he ever picked your brain about being a head coach in the NFL? And what advice would you give him for having success at this level?
Well, first of all, I think, you know, Jay's a real good football coach. I think his record and his accomplishments speak for themselves. I don't think he really needs any help from me. And any conversations that Jay and I have had, I think, are going to remain private between myself and Jay. I hope you can respect that.
What about your, I guess, your reason for success that you've had this league, and what advice could you give about your success in the NFL?
You know, I don't know. That's not really a big, you know, big priority of mine right now. I'm really focused on this season, not what's happened in the past, some other season or some other year or whatever. It doesn't really matter. We've had good years. We've had years that weren't as good. But that really doesn't make any difference. And right now we're in the 2014 season, and I'm going to try to do the best job that I can to prepare our team and coach our team to be successful this year. And right now, that's to go out there and have a good practice this afternoon. So that's what I'm going to try to do. That's what we're going to focus on. And I don't think the rest of it's very important right now.
Bill, from what you've been told by the officials about how they're going to enforce the illegal contact in the secondary this year, maybe what you've observed, if they've worked any of your practices yet, do you think we'll see an increase in passing production anywhere close to what we saw after 2004?
I have no idea. I have no idea. I have the slightest idea. Look, you have to talk to the guys that are throwing the flags, okay? I'm just coaching the game, so I don't have any control over what the officials do, whether they throw it, don't throw it. All I know is we have to try to, you know, coach within the framework of the rules, and if we violate them, we'll be penalized, and we have to correct those violations and not get penalized. So what that is, you have to talk to the guys that are throwing the flags, not me. All right, thank you.